Yesterday, legislation that would ban teenagers from talking on cell phones while driving received the support of the Utah Senate. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, KCPW's Whitney Evans tells us that lawmakers do have some concerns that could still prevent it from moving forward.
In his third attempt to make it illegal for teenagers to talk on the phone while behind the wheel, Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero says even though parents might tell their kids not to use cell phones while driving, young drivers don't always get the memo.
I have had several parents tell me, I'm really glad you're passing this bill because even though I give my child a directive that it's dangerous, being able to tell them that it's against the law will reinforce that, and I think that's important.
But Republican Senator Daniel Thatcher and others argued there are already distracted driver laws on the books that apply to everyone.
This does not apply to all drivers. This does not apply to all distractions. And we would actually be citing someone for not committing a moving violation. I think the law we have already solves every issue that we've got.
Thatcher adds the bill is bad for law enforcement because an officer can't tell visually whether a driver is 17 or 18 years old. Senate President Michael Wadeps voted in favor of the legislation, but still isn't sure whether he'll be a yes or no when it comes back to the Senate floor a second time. That's because he wants to see an amendment that deals with the various uses for a cell phone other than communication.
Well, I get the impression that there is something coming along to deal with technology to allow for Bluetooth capabilities or technology that will allow them to listen to music through earphone piece or something like that, that probably is not nearly as distracting as the cell conversation. At the same time, it is distracting, and we do have a distracted driver law in the state.
Romero says he's working with lawmakers to make changes. He says the bill would likely result in very few people being cited, but says the absence of a result can be a good thing.
If we never had a citation, but we reduced the number of auto accidents for these young drivers to zero, I would be absolutely happy.
A violation of Senate Bill 128 would be an infraction carrying a maximum fine of $50. It would not apply to teenagers who are using the phone during a medical emergency, communicating with parents, reporting a safety hazard, or reporting criminal activity. The bill passed on a 19-9 vote. It will now be voted on a second time in the Senate before moving to the House for consideration. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.